Verse 1 is 16 measures long, and let's take a look at the first four measures. So we have a D chord, and with our picking hand, we'll play 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. So the best fingering for this will be the thumb on the 4th string, index on the 3rd, middle finger on the 2nd, and then your ring finger on the 1st. We call this a forward roll. So we'll have two of those. Now the next measure is based around a G chord with a D in the bass, and then a G minor 6 with a D in the bass. It sounds like this. So the way I'm doing this is finger 1 is barring the first 3 strings 3rd fret. And then I'm going to add the 2nd finger to the 3rd string 4th fret. So I'm holding down that 3rd fret even though I'm not hearing it, but I'm going to need to get to it quickly and smoothly without having to move my bar that my first finger is creating on those first 3 strings. So I go ahead and bar all 3 strings. That way I've got a nice strong back row of a bar ready for the next chord. So this chord is a G chord. I'm going to be hitting the 4th string for my bass note. So that's why we have this name G chord with a D in the bass. Now the pattern in the picking hand is 4th with the thumb, 3rd string with the index. And then I play the first 2 strings together using my middle and ring fingers, and then back to that 3rd string with the index. Then we'll do the same thing, but we'll change the chord to this. Now what you're hearing is I took my 2nd finger off, so now finger 1 is getting all 3 strings 3rd fret. But then I added my pinky, my 4th finger, to the 2nd string 5th fret, and that's an E. That's the 6th note of a G scale. That's why we're calling it a G minor 6. We still have the D in the bass, the 4th string, and we will use the same pattern we used for the G with the D in the bass. So this measure again, starting with the G chord, and the G minor 6. After that, we go back to our D chord. We'll do the same thing we did in measure 1, 2 forward rolls. But for the 4th measure, what I want to do is take the 2nd finger off of the 1st string. So I have that. This is a D add 2 or a D add 9. Either name works in this particular case. We'll have a forward roll, so 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. And then for the 2nd half of this measure, I'll play 4th, 2nd, 3rd, and then 4th. So these two measures of D again at the end, 2 forward rolls, another forward roll with the 1st string open, then 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. And that's the first 4 measures of the first verse. Let's take a look at the next 4.